Thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Well, it's a special occasion. He's not here often anymore. I thought he was going to be a regular. I thought that was a deal in the contract. If I give you tea, you'd be a regular, but you're not really.
Give me tea.
I used to give you tea.
Do I have tea in front of me?
No, not at the moment.
So why would you bring that up?
I'm just saying, though. You told me ahead of time that if I
told
give you tea, you'll show up to the show.
But I don't have tea.
But today you don't have tea.
Today I don't have tea. You didn't call me and say, hey, your tea is ready.
Let's start the show. That's a deal.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's get it right.
The contract said green tea, and you just trying to find loopholes in the deal.
I thought the deal was I get to talk with USC 20 minutes.
Okay, yeah, that wasn't happening. After that last time, you went like an hour. The show ain't supposed to go that long. It's supposed to be about sports in general, not about USC.
Did anyone comment about USC?
No, I didn't. I tried to tweet Matt Barkley. He holler at me.
Yeah, that's kind of tough. I've been trying to reach out to the organization for a while.
And real tough. And what's happened with that one?
I haven't gotten no love. But it's okay. I still love USC.
You still love USC?
I still love USC,
I know,
man.
Anyways,
you know what I'm saying? I'm going out there, baby.
Yeah, this is the urban sports scene, not the USC scene or whatever. This is the urban
USC
sports scene.
USC! Fight on!
This is the urban sports scene on Eyes Radio. I'm Wally. And like I said earlier, we haven't had this individual here for a while, but I'm here with Al. King Al, right?
Nah, the king is no longer there. It's your Heiner.
Your Heiner. I'm not stopping. It's over. This is like live. Your Honor. Not Your Honor. Your Highness. Excuse me.
Yeah,
he means Your Highness.
I'll fix you, Your Highness.
I got your back. That's what brothers do. I got your back.
Oh, man.
Your Highness.
Damn,
cool. What, you saw something?
Chris Douglas Roberts, the Lakers.
He got cut?
Got waived. He got cut from Miami.
Oh, yeah. I used to like him in college.
Yeah, Miami had CDR.
Yeah, he was good at Memphis.
He was vicious.
Yeah, he was
better than Rose.
In college, he was.
Yeah.
In college, he
I know
was.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah,
be like that.
Anyway, like I said, the Urban Sports on the Eyes Radio Network. Make sure you check us out on the Eyes Radio Network's website. That's www.eyesradio.com. Such shows on there are Run TMC, which has Tom Block and MC Hater, which airs live Mondays from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, you have Clutch Sports Radio, which airs on Thursdays from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tonight, you have BT Sports Radio, which airs live Tuesday night. Well, I said tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Excuse me. And also, check out our homies, Crawley and Watts Radio Podcast Show at www.crawleyandwatts.com. Also, we have our show syndicated on the internet radio station, Real People, Real Talk Radio. This site is managed by our good friends from Apple G's. Make sure you visit the site. It's www.realpeoplerealtalk.com. We ain't gonna waste any time. Let's jump into our pregame. First off, I just heard recently that Ozzie's Guillen got fired. You have any thoughts about that, Al?
I thought I was saying it was his first year, right?
Yeah, it's first year.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of tough. I mean, they did spend a lot of money, you know, with their roster, and they finished last in a week.
Yeah.
I was
NL East.
So I mean, I thought he's at least got at least 2 years. I mean, but you know,
you would think a World Series would stall you some time. You got a World Series
in
your resume.
But I guess he's just bad with the media.
Yeah, I guess so. The Fidel Castro thing didn't really help him out.
Nah, sure didn't.
Sure didn't. Speaking of the World Series, tomorrow night you got the San Francisco Giants versus the Tigers. Game one tomorrow, I believe it's going to be Barry Zito versus Justin Verlander. I think it'll be an intriguing one due to the fact that the Tigers had the break. Now, you know, they had that a couple years ago when they had a long break and they lost it. They lost to the Cardinals with a long break. Now they have a long break and now they're playing the Giants, a hot Giants team. But I think when you start in Barry Zito versus Justin Verlander, Verlander has the advantage.
Yeah, Verlander, I think he's the best pitcher in the league.
Yes.
But also, I think you got to also think about Prince Fielder.
Yeah.
So, you can say, yeah, they started off slow, but they didn't have Prince.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and Cabrera really benefited having Prince behind him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think Detroit, since they have more offense, more offensive power, and they're actually a good pitching staff,
yeah,
I think Detroit's going to win it in probably five.
I agree with you. I think Detroit's going to win it all. I think you have a valid point. And I think, you know, a lot of times people leave their organization. Sometimes they don't do better. The new team doesn't do as better. And in his first year, Prince Fielder is in the World Series and has an opportunity to win it. So, yeah, I agree with you. Prince Fielder.
Following his daddy's footsteps, you don't talk to him.
Yeah, that's weird. Wow.
That's still so odd.
Why do you go to Detroit? I don't get it. Like, you don't talk to your dad. You went to Detroit.
He still don't talk to him. Am I correct?
I know. You don't talk to him.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, I thought he – now, was he raised in Detroit?
He must have been.
See, I don't know.
He was hitting home runs. He was hitting home runs as a kid in Detroit. When they took the ballpark.
So at one point they were father and son.
Yeah, he used to bring the ballpark. He was in home runs.
So I wasn't too sure if he was, you know, I don't want to say a bastard child.
It's okay. Go ahead. I know what you're saying.
I mean, I wasn't too sure about that. But if he was actually his father was in his life, he must have really did something bad to him.
I mean, he disrespected his mom. I don't have no
idea. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It has to be something really dramatic.
Yeah. All right, moving on down to pregame. Lance Armstrong lost 7 of his Tour de France titles due to doping.
7 out of what, though?
I don't know. I know
is it all 7?
He lost 7. They took 7 titles.
Is that all he has?
I have no idea, to be honest.
You know what? Like, I was talking to a good friend of mine, Mr. Dennis, and I was telling him, like, so what? He cheated. It's America.
Yeah.
American sports, you cheat.
Especially in cycling. It's a known, it's a known thing. They cheat.
In cycling.
The Olympics.
In track.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I mean.
In college sports, they pay players. In professional sports, you use things to get advantage. I mean, I'm not shocked by it.
Yeah, I'm not.
I mean, I just think it's kind of, I don't like how, you know, he got away with it for about 10 years.
And everybody knew
it. And then you're going to come back and get him and take his, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all. I don't think that's right. I mean, catch him when he did it. You know, it should be like, okay, after 3 years, if we can't get you, it's yours. You shouldn't be able to wipe it away.
No, I agree with you. I don't think it's a big deal to me. I think especially to me in a sport that is known for cheating. Everybody cheats in that sport. So because he's winning titles, you know what I mean, you're taking it away from him. If you're in an environment with everybody doing the same thing, then he's a champion of it. Regardless of the fact, you taking his titles don't mean nothing. And to me, you taking away don't mean nothing. Just like we talked about before, like you taking away the banners of the Fab Five. I still remember the Fab Five.
Exactly. Fab Five. Yeah. With USC, with the Bush, like stuff like that, like with college sports, that really irritates me because college sports, okay, so you pay a player, he's not doing anything illegal on the field, and you're gonna like I tell people, you took away the championship. I remember watching it.
Yeah,
it occurred.
Yeah,
you know the Fab Five. I remember watching it.
Yeah.
It occurred. It's
you
not
can't
like
erase that to me.
You can't erase it. They're not deleting all the videos.
Yeah,
you know it's there.
I'm going to tell you something that needed to be deleted out of my mind frame. It's when my Skins lost to the Giants. But RG3 played great.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, after the commercial break, we'll be talking about that. And we'll be talking about the Redskins' next upcoming game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And big ups. Chris Cooley's back. Urban Sports Scene. On Eyes Radio. You dig? I forgot Will's not here. I'm sorry. I had to do it by myself. Bye.
When the president got in office initially, what he represented to a nation of kids were hope. You know, the hope of people all across the country, you know, who would look and see themselves and know the possibilities.
To me, the idea of America is that no matter who you are, what you look like, or where you come from, you can make it if you try. Jay-Z did. He didn't come from power or privilege. He got ahead because he worked hard, learned from his mistakes, and just plain refused to quit. That's the promise of this country. And all of us have the obligation to keep that promise alive.
For so long, there was this voice that was silenced out there, you know, as far as exercising the right to vote. I think it was a voice that was silent because people had lost hope. They didn't believe that their voice mattered or counted. You know, we thought it was just politics, people going back and forth. And at the end of the day, it never trickled down to where we live. Now people exercising their right, and you starting to see the power of our vote. He made it mean something for the first time for a lot of people. Having someone in office who understands how powerful our voice can be is very important.
Whatever your politics or your party, you should vote this fall. You've got a choice to make, and that choice could not be more important. I'm asking all of you to register and to vote, and to make your voice heard for the future you want to see.
Shout out to Urban Sports Team and Wally and Will. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Keep up the support. we'll keep the hits coming.
You can listen to our show by visiting our official website, our official Urban Sports Scene website, www.wallyo.podbean.com. We're on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. You can also listen to us on the Sports Crit Podcast Show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/WC Stiller Fan. The show is produced by West Coast Stiller Fan. Again, this is the Urban Sports Center Eyes Radio. I mentioned the Redskins. Again, I wanted to forget against the New York Giants. Game, your thoughts of the game, Olabooty. I mean, Al, excuse me. King Al.
That don't make a difference. It was a great game. It was a great game up to, I think it was 1 minute and 12 seconds. it was a great game. Let's be honest. Our defense for the first three quarters.
Oh, yeah. They were
decent.
Good.
Let's be real.
Me and you thought it would be worse than that.
Yeah, we played a good game. We held him a couple times. RG3 made a couple mistakes, but still he played good.
Yeah.
Running back made one mistake. He still played good. I mean, Alfred Morris played good.
Yeah, outstanding.
Our offensive line played good for the most part.
Trent Williams.
Yeah, he's looking real good. He's looking
Pro
real
bowler.
Good. He's looking
bowler,
real,
man.
Real good.
Pro bowler.
This goes down to what we knew. Weak secondary. But, I mean, did we know Madu was that dumb? Yes. Did we know Josh Wilson will give up big games, big plays? Yes.
Yes, yeah.
But did we think it would happen at the end of the game? No. That's the problem.
Who's responsible? I mean, is it Josh Wilson,
Madu
Wilson,
or Hazard? I think Hazard is responsible for putting them in that position. Putting Madu there saying, thinking that he can decide which way to go. He should just play all the way back. I mean, he's a dumb football player. I'm going to say that now because people talk about that interception that he had against Minnesota.
It was right at him.
But he missed like three interceptions because he went for the big hit.
Oh, you mean within the season?
Within the season.
The
he's a dumb player.
The Saints game, he had a couple picks.
Yeah, he's a dumb player. I really, really hope, honestly, I don't want to say I want him to get injured, but I want him to miss the bus, and we have to start someone else just in case.
I would like
to see Cedric Griffin.
That's exactly. Go elaborate on that because you keep telling me that you
Cedric
would like
Griffin,
to see Cedric
he
Griffin.
He came out in Texas as a safety.
Yeah.
In Minnesota, his first couple of years, he played a safety, then they moved him to corner. He was so versatile.
Yeah.
I think that we can move him to safety, play Crawford and the other corner. I can't remember his name, though.
You talking about Jones?
Jones, uh-huh. As the 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Josh Wilson would still have to be the number 2 corner, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
He would still have to be number 2, but I feel that having a stronger safety will allow our weak corners to be better.
Would you say somebody should get somebody a call?
Who? I think I said, Deion?
You told me you should get somebody else a call. You told me, like, the contact somebody. So they
can... Oh, someone on Madden.
Huh?
So who did I say? I said,
no, you said, you asked it after the game, you texted me, and you texted me, hey, you need to call.
Oh, Lee Bonham. I don't know what's up with that dude. Playing laser tag and all. But like, he needs to be a loyal resident and play for this team. Like, now, if Lee comes in, I'm sure he's not in that much of shape. So we can move him to safety, let him work out a little bit, and move him back to corner. There's no way that Josh Wilson's even be in an NFL roster. There's no way. Not what I seen. Not what I seen.
Not my eyes, man. Not my eyes.
It was poor. It was real bad.
And he got beat. The sad thing about it is Eli missed Cruz on a couple plays deep, mm-hmm. and Josh Wilson was so far behind. Like, I understand you can get beat, but he was really beat by, like, Josh Wilson.
He got burnt.
Really, he got burnt. I mean, I don't know the whole talk of a double team or something like that, but it's just, I don't know. That game annoyed me, just like you annoyed the hell out of me. Because I honestly, when RG3 had that touch on Santana, what I was thinking to myself was like, all right, the worst, what's going, overtime. And the best is overtime. Like, we can stop him from getting the end zone. Overtime is it. Like, when he scored. And big ups to Santana. Santana played an excellent game. More playing time, please, for Santana. But the worst I was thinking, like, all right, was a field goal. That was the worst I was thinking.
That's what I was thinking, the same thing.
Like, so I was, when he scored a touchdown, like, my heart just dropped. Like, I was like, I didn't know what to say because I was stunned. I didn't think that could ever happen in an NFL game on the last drive. Like, who
gives
up
a bomb,
big play?
A 77-yard pass.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a perfect pass. Because Cruz had to slow up a little bit.
That's how bad he was beat.
That's how bad he was beat.
Yeah.
And my dude, like, he's so dumb. Because he was looking in the backfield. And like, he just let Cruz run right past him. I mean, so he's the worst. He's the worst. And then we got to play the Steelers.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And we'll get into that. But real quick, we are still, like, marveling the greatness of RG3 right now. I know the Redskins aren't a complete team, but is RG3 possibly the best player in the NFL? Wilbon has said this. Like, he stated and said RG3 the best player in the NFL right now. A lot of people I've heard are saying, like, oh, hold your breath, pump your brakes. But I'm saying within 7 games, is this dude the best player in the NFL?
Well, I'm not going to say he's the best. Only reason why, because we're not 500.
Yeah.
If we'd have beat the Giants, yes, we were the best.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with – he didn't cause us a loss.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just that I think winning has to be important.
I hear you.
You know, so if we beat the Steelers with 500, yes, he's the best. I don't know. Honestly, you can't tell me one quarterback, maybe besides Aaron Rodgers, you know, maybe – that was better than him, to me.
I don't even think, like, to me, this is the thing. Like, I remember everybody, when Vic came out, they kept saying, like, if Vic could ever get accuracy, he'd be the best quarterback in the NFL. Like, that's what, like, because he can do so much. He can run and he can pass. Well, we got a kid in D.C., RG3, that can run and pass. Dude's going to get over 1,000 yards rushing. And, honestly, going to finish the season probably, he's throwing the ball like 70, maybe 69-70% completion percentage, probably going to have over 100 rating as a passer. To me, it's an all-around. He's like almost an all. He's like it. He's the factor. He's the reason why, like, Alfred Morris, who is an awesome back. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking Alfred Morris. But he's the reason why running lanes are easy for Alfred Morris. We saw the Atlanta game. When he came out the game, there was no holes for Alfred Morris. And Atlanta has a porous run defense.
Very true. Here's the thing. With the Vic comparison, I don't really like to compare those two.
Yeah, but
it's because Vic was okay. Vic was faster than RG3,
yeah,
but
he
was also quicker.
Yes, that's true.
So like Vic's dynamic on running and RG3 dynamic is totally different.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, well, no. Vic was a better runner. That's the truth. To be honest,
he was so dynamic. Yeah, like what RG3 did on 4th and 10.
Yeah.
That was Vickish. But Vic did that so much on a regular, it was nothing.
Like, that 4th and 10 was Vickish. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, when you compare Vic and RG3, it's different because Vic was just there like, all right.
My skills are so vicious.
My athletic ability is out of this world.
Yeah,
you know.
True, yeah.
So I don't think he took the tools, you know, to come and be a quarterback. RG3... I think what helped him was when he got hurt his freshman year, he tore his ACL.
Yeah, he's a blessed dude.
He tore his ACL, and he was out for the year. He had the red shirt, and he practiced throwing.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what it came down to.
It's
called practice. And Vic said it. He said it, you know, when he went to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I was late to come in,
yeah,
and I was first to leave.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's how RG3's demeanor is the whole has been.
RG3's demeanor is complete. Different.
It's different. He's the last to leave.
He's the first to come in
and last
to leave.
Yeah.
And, I mean, RG3 is an extreme. He's a great quarterback.
Yeah, already. Good,
and he doesn't even have a number one target.
That's exactly Pierre Garçon.
Doesn't have a number one target.
Yeah, like and this is my thing. Like, you look at the so called great, good, the best quarterbacks in NFL today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at the wide receiver quarterback they have. A lot of them have two, like or two. With two established wide receivers or known to many people as number ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even Pierre Garçon, the book is still out. Is he really a number one? You might think, I mean, the book is still out. The jury is out there. You know
correct
what I mean? Like, this is an opportunity to be a number one this season, to be a real number one. He hasn't played due to the injury. But you know what I mean? But he still hasn't – we can't say that we have an official number one yet because he's not established. Everybody else has number ones, and they putting up big numbers. RG3's putting up big numbers without number one. Leonard Hankerson looked like a number one last week. I mean, on Sunday. He makes everybody else, he makes people great.
I ain't like with Hankerson a couple of times. You know, he fell down.
I think he got tackled, but you call it fall down. I ain't like the bomb. Only thing I like about the bomb, he short armed that one. But he admitted to it though.
Yeah, he did admit it. I didn't watch anything.
That's what I like about the kid. He admits his faults. He short armed that one. He said he looked up and he looked down and he thought he underestimated it and he didn't go full out for it.
I would like with the Redskins to, you know, when it's 3rd and 8 to open up the offense a little bit more.
More passing?
I mean, just more receivers on the field.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we have, to me, I'll get this. I always I said this at the beginning of the season. We're deep in wide receiver.
Yeah, we're deep. But do you know when Hankerson was in, like, majority of the time, first and second down?
Yeah.
It was Hankerson and Niles Paul?
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So Santana should be always be in the field.
See, that's what I didn't like. Yeah. But you know why it was Niles Paul? That's what blocking.
Blocking. Yeah, I know.
Niles Paul's a great blocker.
No, he's a great blocker. That's something he's done well.
So is Paulus.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So when they
Paulison,
put in
Paulison.
Paulison, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's the reason why, like, when they get in the game, we're like, hey, this is really a run. But sometimes we throw a slant.
Yeah.
You know, but I was like, guys, I guess because the defense has to put 8 in the box.
Yeah.
That you still can get one-on-one coverage with Hankerson. Because I would think, honestly, you want you to double-team Hankerson.
Yeah.
Double-team.
But they still playing that run.
They play that run.
And make it short. Mm-hmm. Keep them honest. Keep defense honest. I posed a question on Twitter about, RG the best player in the NFL? On Facebook, Thomas Curl said, I'm a Redskins fan, but with only playing 7 games so far, I can't say that. I understand. Like I said, I'm saying my question is, within the 7 games, is he the best quarterback? I think when people are looking at the career, within the 7 games, is RG3 the best quarterback within the 7 games that we play in the NFL? That's like what I'm talking about.
Right now, this season.
Yeah, this season.
Let me think about that.
Because right now, Aaron Rodgers had that one game, for real, to be honest with you.
I don't even look at Aaron Rodgers. This season, I think it's compared to what his other seasons.
Yeah, exactly.
Been, you know, but who do you have to game plan more for?
That's the question.
That should be the question.
You know what? That's right. That's a better question.
Who do you have to game plan more?
Yeah.
I would say RG3.
Yeah, you got a game plan.
I would
plan.
Say RG3 and Kyle Shanahan.
Who's doing a great job? We got to give him credit. He's doing a great job.
Yeah, and I don't even like the guy. Yeah. I didn't like the guy coming to the season, but I do like him now.
Yeah.
I would have to say you have to game plan for him more because he does more and he's a quarterback that can throw. Let's say he injured his leg. God forbid.
Yeah. God forbid.
He'll still be an accurate quarterback.
Yeah, he'll still be an accurate quarterback. He'll still have that tool.
Mm-hmm.
The play, I'm just going to talk about this play for a long time. There are two plays. The Santana pass was pretty.
That was a perfect pass.
Perfect pass. All right.
He just, right there.
I screamed like a little girl. And then before that the play, the 4 for 10 play. To get the scramble and then to hit Paulson, like the on
plan,
the money.
Yeah.
The plan hit him. I was thinking like, because at first I was like, oh, man, we're going to get the first down.
Who are you telling?
And then when we found him, I was like, oh, yeah, this dude is like John Elway right now. He's like John Elway, Dan Marino. In the fourth quarter, I'm very confident in the fourth quarter when he has the ball that we have a great chance to win. I'm very confident. If you give him time, he have a chance to win.
Yeah.
I really mean that.
You know what? I just want to be a team that doesn't have to go to the fourth quarter.
I agree with all of you. I'm with you.
That's my, it's not his fault. Yeah. I think Santa Kyle, you know, he tends to, you know, play too close to the vest.
Yeah.
But I want to, you know, finish out the game strong.
Like go for the kill.
Yeah, like the Steelers that we play against. Ben Roethlisberger doesn't like his offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Right? So they're not scoring as much as they should, and they're not doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Mendenhall, I think, will still be out. Troy Polamalu, I don't think he's playing. And Harrison's not 100%.
Yeah.
All right, so we should be able to attack their defense and attack them strong. If we attack them early, we can get up in a big lead, and then we can coast. You know, because I don't want to see Big Ben throwing bombs to Wallace, Brown, and was it Saunders?
Yeah, Sanders.
Sanders.
Wallace, Brown. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Yeah.
And they got Jericho Cotchery underneath routes.
But I'm talking about, you know, they throw that
pass.
The deep routes. I mean, D-Hall lost a step. Josh Wilson's supposed to be fast.
Real talk, you talking about D-Hall lost a step? I'm not, you know, I don't like D-Hall.
No, speed-wise, he did.
Speed-wise, yeah.
I'm talking about speed-wise. Yeah. So we have no one to match Wallace's speed.
Yeah, we have nobody.
No one. And even with a double team, as you can see.
They don't got no safeties who can really help out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
It's a problem. It's going to be a problem.
Yeah. And if Fletcher is hurt, even though Fletcher has been playing good.
Okay,
this
that's Rays. We need you to talk about that. I don't think a lot of Redskins fans really to mention. London Fletcher has not been the same London Fletcher.
Nope. It's called age, though. It's called age. Because you know what? I like to say with London Fletcher, it's just like Ray Lewis. You know, people don't talk about how Ray Lewis, his skills diminished.
Yeah.
No one talk about it.
It happens.
You know what they talk about with Ray? Oh, man, he still got that intensity.
Yeah, the fire.
But they don't talk about his skill.
Yes.
London Fletcher. Oh, he hasn't missed a game. Okay. Talk about his skill. He's been beat by tight ends left and right.
And and most importantly, because you're a middle linebacker, he's been missing tackles.
He's missing tackles.
A lot of tackles.
But he's 39.
Yeah, so what do you expect?
You know what I mean? We drafted Keenan Robinson
to basically replace
him. But he ain't the smartest player. I'll be honest, he ain't the smartest player. And I like
Texas.
I like Lorenzo Alexander. But yeah. I mean I just like him as a person.
Yeah.
I don't think he should be the starting middle linebacker.
Not at all.
You know, so I mean we gotta wait and see. We gotta put more pressure. I mean, because I think Pouncey's not even playing either.
No, he's not. He shouldn't be playing.
He shouldn't be playing. So I'm saying they're gonna be injured.
They'll be vulnerable.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a time to attack, man.
This game's in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, it's in Pittsburgh. Game's in Pittsburgh. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's Pittsburgh, then we play Carolina.
At home.
Then we're going to bye.
Then we're going to bye. I know that.
We're going to bye.
Yeah. This game in Pittsburgh is big. We win this, we got a chance to win two in a row.
Yeah, this game in Pittsburgh is extremely big because to go 5-3 is not a good look. I mean, go 3-5 is not a good look.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
To go 4-4 it is Right now, we're two games behind the Giants.
Yeah.
And we can't keep going too far back because the NFC is looking kind of good with record-wise.
For
all the other teams. So, it looks like we're going to have to win our division.
Yeah, and tiebreakers, too. You know, we lost to the Rams. We lost to we're not really going to be contending with the Falcons spot or anything like
that.
Nah,
we're not going to contend with the Falcons.
But, you know, we losing some NFC games.
Yeah, losing to the Rams kind of hurt.
Yeah, that hurt.
That kind of hurt.
Because they're like a middle-of-the-road team as well. We mentioned it earlier about Chris Cooley. We talked about Chris Cooley a little bit and Fred Davis. Fred Davis is going to be out for the season with Achilles. He tore his Achilles or ruptured his Achilles. Chris Cooley will be back. Do you see Chris Cooley jumping straight into the starting role? Or what role do you think he'll have on this team?
I don't think he'll come as a starting role.
Okay.
But he might. He tried.
Yeah, he tried.
What I'm going to say as a starting role. Is that okay? Starting to me is like as soon as the game starts, he's in the lineup. I don't see that. I see that maybe Paulson or Niles Paul drop a pass, Cooley's there, and Cooley plays for the rest.
Oh, okay.
Cooley comes in, plays good, he stays there.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's kind of disrespectful to bring a tight end who hasn't been with your team
throughout the whole season.
And allow him to start. You know, but I think definitely by the bye week he will start.
I think because he knows the offense, he was in training camp and everything else. Mm-hmm. I don't think off the bat, like I agree with you. I don't think off the bat he'll start, but I think he'll play well. I think he'll play better.
I think he'll
be his start. I think he'll get more reps once he makes his play. Mm-hmm. I think he'll be instant make his play. He'll to me because he's smart. Chris Cooley is smart. He knows to sit in the zone.
He knows how to sit in the zone.
He knows all that. You know, and hopefully we'll get the Chris Cooley that breaks the initial tackle. He shows that ability. I don't think you'll see people like Paulson or Paul. Well, definitely not Paul. I'll give more.
No, we're definitely gonna see Paul.
Well,
always gonna see Paul.
Block. But I mean, you'll see Paul as receiver. Plays.
You'll see Paul as receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see, like with Kyle. I think Kyle has scaled back on. What's the boy's name? Banks. He didn't play him at all.
Yeah, I was wondering about it.
He didn't play. He didn't play Banks, and you see how he put in to motion was. Was it Santana one time?
Yeah.
Santana.
Oh, yeah, see, Santana's going to do that role good.
I think he gave up on my guy Robinson.
Robinson? Yeah. I think he gave up on, what's his name?
Briscoe. What I'm saying is he's shortening the rotation.
Yeah.
You know, Robinson used to say, you know, he used to be the third receiver.
Oh, Robinson got play.
Yeah, not anymore.
And Robinson got play.
You know,
yeah, Robinson get play a lot. Nope. I don't know why they gave up on him. I like this excitement.
Like, you know, that motion used to be Banks back there. I don't know what happened.
Well, Banks shouldn't be really true, to be honest with you. Banks shouldn't be getting any, like, any play. Like, he should get any, like Banks should get that much burn because I don't want RG3 to run the option that much, to be honest with you. So you know, we should get that burn.
He runs options. Like, he runs also, good. You know, what they did different now was they're giving the ball to the fullback.
Yeah, which worked.
Which worked.
It wasn't explosive.
But that replaced
the Banks.
That replaced the Banks because then Alfred Morris went to the backfield.
Yeah.
Instead of in front. So I'm saying, like, you can see the rest of it, like, you know what, this is not working anymore.
Yeah. Well, I think it's more, you know, protecting. They're protecting their own. You know, I mean? I feel like, I think it does work. Don't get me wrong.
I think honestly, it works,
but you're endangering. To be honest, you're endangering him. You're endangering RG3 by running that option.
Yeah, but in that case, for real, you can put in Royster.
You could.
That's fair.
That's fair. You can put in Royster. Which I think, you know, in the long run, that'd be good to, you know, get Royster acclimated.
I think we really need to throw it down back.
You know, we cut Ryan Grant.
Yeah, we signed Kendall Williams.
Yeah.
Kendall Williams is a better throw down back.
You think, what does he do?
He catches the ball very well, and he runs. He's not fast, but
I can't remember watching him.
Number 35.
I know who he is. Yeah. I don't remember what he did in a long time. I know he had one.
He's a good third down back.
So you want to replace Royster in the third down back?
Yeah, because you know what? Because Royster's not good on the screens.
Yeah, but Royster's a great. He's a good blocker out the back.
Not saying I'm a blocker.
That's important though.
Yeah, yeah, it is. But
it's
what I'm saying
is, it's important.
Our third downs, when Royster's in there, he goes in there. He's not. He might chip, but he ain't blocking hard.
Huh?
They
like the way he blocks. As I'm telling you, they like the way he blocks. If Keelan Williams can block, then yeah. But if he can't block, then I do remember Keelan Williams, you're right, as a pass getting catches out the backfield. Yeah. If he can't block, though, then he's not going to be
able to block.
I'm just saying he won't be used to third downs, but I'm just being real with you.
I think he will be used as he's real shifty.
But no, because it's all about protecting RG3. I'm just being honest, all about protecting RG3.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Because the screen passes, the voices don't go anywhere.
Hey, that's nobody. Screen passes to nobody's going.
We don't throw the ball off of Morris
because he can't catch.
He can't catch. He
don't like the way he catches. They don't like the way he catches. That's the reason why.
Oh well, he don't drop any passes in the game. So
because he only gets to like, does he really catch? Was that play the other day? His first catch.
Yeah, I think so.
It was a good catch though. I'm not caring. It was a good catch.
What I'm saying is, we don't throw to our backfield.
Yeah, right? I agree.
But when Hulu.
We did Hulu though.
Yeah.
The screen pass, to be honest, the screen pass with Hulu, when he was there, the screen, like, wasn't as good as it could be.
It wasn't good as it could be, but he.
Maybe he was hurt. I don't know. Or maybe the blocking.
I mean, he's shifty.
I'm just telling you, like, you praise the screen pass, and he's fast. Hulu's fast.
I thought the screen passes were okay. I mean, it was better than what I seen with this nonsense.
I don't know. I think it's about the same.
We agree to disagree.
Yeah. Anyway, we talked about the Steelers game. I think we pretty much broke it down a little bit. Did you have anything else you want to break down before we can go to our predictions? I know we broke down for the game.
No, sir.
All right, well, what do you think the outcome's going to be at this game, Alabudi?
Well, the game is at Pittsburgh.
Is Troy going to play?
No, I don't think so.
All right, good.
Right now, he's not.
Palomalo's not going to play?
No, he's not. With the terrible towels, of course, Pittsburgh should be favored to win. But I have an upset, of course.
Yeah.
I have the Skins winning 27-24. Of course, every game we play is going to be close.
Yeah. I'm going to go – I think the Redskins will score – 30 in this game. I'm a proponent of this offense. I think they'll score 30. It'll be 30 to 24.
So do you think a lot of field goals will be kicking?
Who, us?
Yeah, we'll get 30.
Yeah,
but you said 30.
Look at the field goals. This kicker we have, I'm going to be honest with you.
He's a good kicker.
Forbeth, am I saying correctly?
I can't pronounce it, but I remember him in college. So.
I love this dude, man. I love this dude.
You know, every time he kicks, I get kind of nervous, but now I don't need to be nervous.
Yeah, I shouldn't be nervous. I get nervous because I've been messed up by past kickers. All right,
by
Gano,
Cundiff, Grant, Shane, was Shane, not Shane Grant.
Sweezum.
The list goes on.
To me, the best kicker, like, if you're going to say Chet Loman, I'm going to go a little bit but after that. Hall was a good kicker. He kept getting hurt.
I think Chet Loman, I'll say Chet Loman's our best kicker.
No, but I know he's our best kicker, but I'm saying, like, before, like, yes, that's our best kicker. But after Chet Loman, like, Hall was actually good.
But he kept getting hurt.
Eddie Murray was good, but he couldn't get deep.
But seriously, like, your kicker's hurt. Like, he ain't no good.
I know, man. I'm just saying.
You got one job to do is kick the ball in and kick the kick off.
This dude makes you feel good. Makes you feel good.
He's doing a good
job. I'm about to stop sweating it. Because usually I'm just myself like, just make the kick. Just make the kick.
You know what? I mean, he's supposed to be a good kicker. He won that thing.
So did Graham Gano.
Yeah. I didn't know why Gano was bad. Because I remember him.
I like Graham Gano, but so
he was good. And he was the punter.
I know his first shit when he came with us was pretty good. His first
shit. It was
shit.
Okay. I mean, it
he didn't really
like,
miss, but he didn't get that many kick samples, yeah. though. He didn't have many kick samples. But this one, I don't get
he
to
looks
do.
Good.
Huh? He looks good.
He looks good.
Well, we got Billy Cundall from the Ravens. Glad he's not here anymore. But the Ravens, they don't have Ray, and what the Texans did to them was nasty. When we come back, we'll talk about that game and many other issues within the NFL. Urban Sports Scene on Eyes Radio. Check us out.
You can hear the Eyes Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear the Eyes Radio Network, you have a chance to win some money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. Just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the Where Did You Hear About Us link and enter Eyes Radio, EYESRADIO, to get automatically entered to win $100. That's right, I said it, $100. The latest episode of the show will be waiting for you in your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter promo code EYESRADIO when you're registered. That's EYESRADIO.
Life is good. Life is good.
Life is good. Life is good. Life is good. That life is good.
The rock gon' splash, summer on smash. Top on gon' summer on smash.
Hi, I'm Sonny Jurgensen, and you're listening to the Eyes Radio Network.
Welcome back to Urban Sports and Eyes Radio. You can also listen to us on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Apple G's radio show. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/Apple G's. The show is hosted by Coach and the lovely Vivian. Hey, Viv, how you doing? Want to say hi to Al?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? You guys don't talk about me no more.
They don't talk about you no more? They love you in the streets.
They don't talk about me no more.
They love you in the streets.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, anyway. I mentioned the Ravens versus Texans, but we're just going to the Ravens. From what you saw in that Ravens Texans game, are the Ravens still a playoff team to you?
Honestly, I ain't watched the game.
You didn't watch it? Nah. Well, from what you saw from the stat line,
I ain't watched it at all.
You saw the stat line?
Yes, I mean periodically I would check the stat line. I mean, honestly, Texans are a better team.
They're a better team.
Suggs, he wasn't healthy to come back. Ed Reed hurt. Ray Lewis out. The number one corner gone for the year.
What's his name again?
Webb. Yeah. So if you really just say the players that Ravens lost,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you should expect this.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
your number one cornerback gone. Theoretically, your best linebacker.
Their best linebacker. Ray Lewis, it's their best linebacker.
Suggs. Coming off a ACL injury.
Ruptured. Achilles.
Ruptured Achilles. No, everyone knows he shouldn't be playing.
He shouldn't be playing.
Played. Ed Reed, slowed down by injury. What more? I mean, of course the defense will be lacking.
Yeah, and they haven't been good at all year.
You got Texans, probably one of the best offensive lines, top five offensive line as a group. Could run the ball easy. So, therefore, they run the ball easy. The play action is the best. Matt Schaub has the best percentage off play action.
Andre Johnson.
And they're minimizing Andre Johnson for the late run, for the late push.
Yeah, then you got Owen Daniels who hits the middle.
They got the best defensive person in the league right now, Watt. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I mean, come on, man. They got good secondary.
They do.
And they lost Kirsten for the year.
But like as you saw them with Mario Williams, they recycle.
So, I mean, they're all right, man. It was a bad blowout, but I think it was a statement.
Yeah.
After what Green Bay did to him, it was like, you know what? Let us make the league fear us.
Yeah.
And I think they did a great job.
No, I agree with you. I think the Texans is more what the Texans has been doing for a while. I mean, man, let's be honest. Last season in the playoffs, the Texans was hurt. They were hurt last season in the playoffs when they played the Ravens, and they still competed and almost won that game mm-hmm. in the playoffs. They missed their starting quarterback. They missed a lot of figures offensively. Andre Johnson wasn't 100%.
Not even close.
Yeah, not even close. And look at this team. This team now this season is more healthy. And we saw what they can do. And I think if both teams were healthy anyway, like I agree with you, Al, it would have been tough for the Ravens to pull that game out anyway. So pull that game out anyway. So it's the state. To me, it's more of the state. The Texans making a statement. But I will say this though, that defense hasn't been. That hasn't been the Ravens' defense since the beginning of the season.
Exactly.
So without Ray Lewis, to me, it's still their best middle linebacker. Even though his skills diminish, he's their best middle linebacker.
And the game was in Houston.
It's going to be tough. I mean, they play the Steelers and even the Bengals, who even to me have fallen off a little bit.
Bengals are looking real bad.
Yeah,
you know what?
Bad.
And people are talking about, you know, Cam Newton. Andy Dalton's having the same effect.
Yeah, he is. He's falling off a little. He's falling off too. Yeah. He started off good. But he's falling off.
Who's the other quarterback in that draft?
Was there another quarterback? Oh, Gabbert.
And Ponder.
And Ponder's falling off.
He's falling down. Yeah, Gabbert got hurt.
Yeah, I think Gabbert has been pretty consistent. Not from last season. I think he's gotten better this season.
Actually, he hasn't.
He hasn't gotten better this season?
He's got better. I mean, it ain't really.
I see he's gotten better. I didn't say it was great.
But you know what? They're a bad team all around.
Yeah.
What's going on with
Blackmon?
Blackmon ain't doing nothing.
He ain't doing nothing.
I watched the game. I watched when they played Oakland.
Is he even starting?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, like, they probably. The quarterback probably completes about 15 passes a game, if lucky.
But I thought they were trying to open it up, though.
With what? With what? Honestly,
I know.
Henny came in, he looked horrible.
Did he really?
He looked absolutely horrible.
I thought he was going to look good, too.
Nah, he looked horrible.
He looked horrible.
Yeah, and that game was
winnable. It's winnable. How did Carson play? Because he's been playing better.
He didn't play that bad, but the Raiders' offensive line is bad, mm-hmm. Carson does a three-step drop, and every time there's a three-step drop,
they're in his face
already. So I was like, why not just go shotgun? McFadden's not looking good.
Okay.
Hayward Bay dropped a couple of passes, but I mean he's playing a little better. But their route running, you see the receiver's not getting open. Carson's getting too much pressure. Oakland's a bad team. I'm being honest.
Yeah, bad team.
I was watching, I was like, just bench Carson. Like I was saying, just bench Carson and put in Matt. Then I was like, there's no real difference. And then I was like, well, they should put in Pryor.
Yeah.
You know, run
a different offense.
Yeah. Oh, because they need to do something because. I was watching that game when New England and the Jets were playing because I can't stand New England, so I didn't really want to watch them their offense. So I watched it, and I was like, this is the worst game on TV.
Yeah.
It was so bad. Raiders was going off sides left and right.
So they're still doing that penalty stuff?
Oh, honestly, I don't know. I don't know who to blame anymore. You know?
Some of the water in Oakland.
Yeah.
Man. Some of the water.
It ain't the coach. It's
coaches,
the first,
they trying to change it.
First you thought it was the coaches. You thought it was the organization. Yeah. Like,
no,
it's
man.
Bad.
Because what's his name? Al Davis has passed away. But still, the same thing applies. Like, the penalty still happened.
Big time.
I don't know, the referees just see silver and black and say penalty.
No, I mean, it was just offside. And it was just like, ridiculous. You know what? The Raiders went offside. Kelly, he was offsides. And, you know, since it was a free play,
yeah,
he got to Glaberd and he sacked him. He hurt him in that play.
That's how he hurt him. That's why he tore his labrum.
Yeah. And look, funny thing is, Kelly, when he sacked, he started dancing. And everyone knew he was offside. It was a joke. And I was like, this guy is the worst. Ref, when he finally started rough, he was like, ah.
So Ninja did a sack dance and
He was offside. Blatantly offside.
That's not a winning mentality.
Oh, this team is
that's
horrible.
Not a winning mentality.
The team is really, really bad. I don't know. I think they should bench Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Matt's the number two, bypass him and then play. This guy's horrible.
I was talking about to beat Bulls versus OKC.
He can't make a layup. And then start Pryor. And Pryor is a bad quarterback.
Yeah.
He's a real bad quarterback.
Trevor Pryor brings excitement.
Yeah, he does. He brings excitement.
Hey, I like
Trevor Pryor. Did you watch him preseason? Hey, he's bad.
Hey, he can't throw. And you know I like Trevor.
You know I like Carson. You know I like Matt. But I was like, hey, this guy go a different direction.
Hey, Trevor Pryor struggled. I was thinking maybe sitting down. He'd sit down a couple more years, man.
Yeah. It's funny.
Hey, let's go to the Cowboys Panthers game. The Cowboys beat the Panthers 19-14. A must needed win.
Yeah.
I saw the Cowboys too back on track. And we're Redskins fans. We don't have to be biased. We can be real.
I don't think back on track.
Because
they
look good.
Carolina's a bad team.
Yeah.
Carolina's a bad team.
Cowboys defense has always been good.
Yeah, it's good. So and the secondary is better. The secondary is a lot better.
I mean, Carr made a big improvement, but nah, the Cowboys ain't back. They just played against a bad team.
Yeah.
Romo played like Romo. You know, I didn't see nothing special with the Cowboys. I watched the game a little bit.
It's like J.C. Garrett doesn't trust Romo anymore.
Nah, not really. I think.
Well, they play conservative.
But I also think that he knows the defense is going to keep him in the game.
That's true.
He's coaching not to lose.
Got you.
You know,
the defense can't. No, the defense is good enough.
Defense is good. Defense is real good.
It's good enough. It really is. I don't know. Did the Panthers run the ball enough in that game? Because I didn't watch it like that.
They did. They tried. Okay. But the thing is, like most people, like I said before, when the Panthers giving all this money to their three running backs,
use them.
It was stupid though. Because
you ain't getting no money.
You got to have a receiver.
Yeah, other than Steve Smith.
Other than Steve Smith, because you can put eight in the box.
Yeah, you can.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. That negates it.
Yeah.
It was so dumb. Either you pay one or the other.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, you don't pay two running backs. That amount.
Three,
but I mean, you don't even pay two.
Yeah, you got Tolbert.
They could have probably got Vincent Jackson.
Yeah, if they wanted to make a play for him.
You know, they wanted to make a play for him.
He was playing good in Tampa.
Yeah, he's playing real good at Tampa. Yeah. He actually looked real good that game.
Yeah, and Phillip Rivers misses that dude.
Phillip Rivers, too.
Anyway, we're Redskins fans, obviously. We don't make no – we're diehard skin fans. Mm-hmm. Joe Gibbs went to speak to the Cowboys before that game on Saturday.
Who?
Joe Gibbs.
Speak to who? The Cowboys?
The Cowboys on Saturday. Look at his face. I'm going to be asked the question. I already know the answer.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He spoke to the Cowboys Saturday night.
Why?
They asked him.
That dude be irritating. I ain't gonna lie. He too gullible. He be laughing, smiling too much.
He a good dude, man.
Nah, that's dumb.
Joke, that's dumb?
That's so stupid. Don't even ask me questions.
I'm like, that's you're answering right now.
That's so dumb. Are you serious?
Yeah, he spoke to the Cowboys on Saturday night.
Oh, my goodness. I don't want to curse. What a dumbass.
Oh, folks, damn. Yeah. I'm not mad at Joe.
I am. Even LeVar wouldn't even play for the Cowboys.
That's true. Chris Cooley wouldn't either.
Yeah.
He can only see his team. Yeah.
That's dumb. I'm sorry. That's so stupid.
Hey, I'm going to leave that tackle topic.
Skip. Next subject.
I love Joe Gibbs too much. Next subject. Hey, the Packers, my man Charles Woodson from Michigan. He's out. Yeah. He's out a month. Collarbone again.
You know what? Charles Woodson is in the same category as Ray Lewis.
Yeah, he ain't the same.
And Fletch.
Ninja ain't the same. You know I'm biased. I'm pro Charles Woodson. I think Charles Woodson was the best player, period. I used to call him the best cornerback ever. Wrong or right, he can hang it up. Charles can hang it up. He may still be one of the best. Not the best. I think Woodson is their best secondary dude now.
Who?
Is it Tremont Williams? Is that his name? Number 38?
Yeah.
He the best dude in the secondary on that team. But, you know, he's still needed, but he's not as good. He's just not as good. He's not as good.
I was watching, and there was I think it was once
he
played Monday night, and they played Sunday night. And I remember Gruden was like, "Charles, I'm not saying he's not the same Charles Woodson. He's not around the ball. Come on, he's the ball hawk." And I was like, "You're right. Where's Charles?"
Yeah, he ain't turning the ball over. He ain't getting all picks. He ain't getting pick six. Yeah, you know what I mean?
He's at the same stage where age gets you.
Yeah,
you know, and it's nothing against him.
Yeah, it's just it happens.
Yeah. And I think people just need to say it.
Yeah.
Stop expecting them to still be 20.
So you don't feel like that. You don't feel like the Packers are gonna lose anything by having him out.
No, because he wasn't doing anything.
All right, I'm about to be in agreement. I do think they'll miss something.
His leadership.
Yeah, he'll miss something. That's
what I'm saying. That's what Ray Lewis means. Just leadership.
Yeah, but he'll miss something. But I agree with you. I mean, their defense wasn't that good anyway. To be honest with you,
this is what I'm saying. Okay, their defense was horrible.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
Secondary
anyway.
Like some odd reason, like they got a pass rush, but damn, this secondary really sucks.
It sucks. It ain't good.
It sucks. But if you throw it wrong, they'll catch it.
They'll catch it. They got hands.
So I don't see a difference because they're bad secondary.
Yeah.
Now are they gonna become as worse as the Skins?
Nah, that's not
exactly.
And Charles Woodson would be the best cornerback for the Washington.
Yeah, but what I'm saying
and
is,
he's,
so,
like you said, he's diminished.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, so it ain't really like how bad can they really be? You know, losing they were never good.
Yeah, we're never to that point.
Yeah,
at that level. Anyway, it's about time for our picks. Choose from the top four games. I know Al is not really in our pick standings, but I will list the standings right now. Will is 18-6, leading the way. I mean, Ray is
18-6.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, Ray is 16-8. And second, I'm 15-9. And third,
you suck.
15-9. Third, I'm 15-9.
That's last.
I know. I'm not.
Why you say third? Say that's so funny to me. It's last.
I know. I can't stand it. It's last. I know. You're right.
Yeah, it's
and
last.
You're 0-0. Actually, you're last because you have no picks.
No,
I'm not. We deferred to zero.
Oh, interesting.
So zero wins.
I'm undefeated.
No, and you have all losses.
I like to say I'm undefeated.
You have all losses.
How come all losses when it's
because
zero?
Because I simulated like NBA Live.
When you say zero,
I simulated like NBA Live.
I'm undefeated. All right, I might be winless, but I'm undefeated.
Your winning percentage is zero.
I'm winless, but I'm undefeated.
Okay, I hear you. Okay. Anyway.
So I'm saying undefeated.
Okay. Falcons versus Eagles. It's in Philly.
It's in Philly, I know. But I think firing the coach.
Andy Reid is undefeated in the bye week.
Is he?
Yeah, undefeated right after the bye. They're on the bye after the bye. Just putting give you all the information before you make a pick.
No, I like Atlanta.
You like Atlanta?
Yeah, I like Atlanta.
All right, Ray has Atlanta. Will has the Eagles. I have the Eagles as well. I think the Eagles win just because of like what I said to Andy Reid after a bye week. He's an excellent coach because I think everybody gets on him when he does something negative around that time and he does the right thing. So I think you'll see a lot of LeSean McCoy in that game. Giants versus Cowboys. I actually want the Cowboys.
Giants versus Cowboys?
Yeah, I actually want the Cowboys to win this game. It's in Dallas, I believe.
I got to go with the Giants. Just because I need them to win.
I know.
Yeah, I got to go with the Cowboys.
I actually do need the Cowboys to win.
This will be the second time playing already?
Yeah, exactly. See how soon that is?
See, they're not supposed to do that. They're supposed to be like once we're late.
Yeah, like we got the late ones.
Yeah,
I don't know why. We had a late
one. That's okay with me. I mean, because we need that.
Yeah, but I don't like having that.
I can't believe they finished the season already before the 10-week.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I go with the Cowboys.
You're the Cowboys. Yeah, you know, Ray and Will got the Giants. I'm gonna go with the Cowboys. I'll take the Cowboys win that game. Be honest with you. I mean, I want the Giants in first place. Another loss would be good. No, and the division would be good too. You know, even though it makes them that would be 1-3 in the division. Mm-hmm. That loss. And Giants are the scariest team. I'm gonna be honest with you. They're the scariest team in the division. Well, let me look at another one. Sorry, I'm doing two things at once. Saints versus Broncos. It's in Denver.
Oh. It's a Sunday night game.
It's a Sunday game.
Oh, I got it.
No, it's Sunday night.
It's a Sunday night game. The Broncos. Sunday night or Monday night? It's Monday
night. No, the Niners and Cardinals are the Monday night game.
Oh, then it's Sunday night. It's Sunday night game. I got the Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got the Broncos. Saints defense is horrible. I think Peyton Manning can actually like tear that defense up. Broncos defense ain't the best either at the same time. But it is in Denver, though.
It is in Denver. If it's windy, Breeze going to have a bad game.
Why do you say that?
Hey, sis, he's not that good to me. I'm being honest. He's not. But when you throw 100 times,
you can do some things stats wise. Yeah. I agree with you.
I'm not with him.
I agree with you. Will has the Saints, and Ray has the Broncos. Also, last game, Cardinals versus the 49ers. It's in Arizona.
My man Shelton's gonna be starting.
Yeah, how many games do you want?
They're gonna lose. I like Shelton too, but they're gonna lose. San Fran, their defense too strong.
Yeah, everybody has the Niners winning that game.
Strong like an ox.
Yeah, they're too strong. The defense is strong. I think they had a bad showing against the Giants, and I think from that point on, that day on, I think you will be seeing some good things from that defense. I think they won't ever play that way ever again. We don't play them this season, right?
Hmm?
We don't play in the regular season, right?
No, we don't
play like that ever in the regular season again. So,
no, we don't play San Fran.
Exactly. And also, you can check out my picks every week. Just visit www.pickfactor.com. I just do NFL picks, straight picks, no line picks. So you can check my picks out right there. But we do a lot of pro talk, pro NFL talk, pro football talk. When we come back, we'll be talking about college football. Luckily, we have the college football wizard right here in King Al. Urban Sports Center, Eyes Radio. Be back.
Yes. Be back.
My life is full of statistics. Thing is, I could have dropped out of school and become one myself, but I didn't because I had people that believed in me. Here's another statistic. 7,000 students drop out every school day. That's one every 26 seconds. It's time that students know that we believe in them.
inspire a student, and share your message of support at boostup.org.
This is Ryan Kerrigan, and you're listening to the Eyes Radio Network.
It's the Urban Sports Scene on the Eyes Radio Network. College football. I wanted to talk about it last week. We didn't get a chance to because the show was too long. But we get an opportunity, especially now. I'm happier now we're doing it this week because my brother's here. And he knows no one in me in the world knows more about college football than him. The BCS standings came out a couple weeks ago. And Alabama, Florida, I think Oregon, KSU.
No, it's Alabama.
Is it Alabama?
Alabama, Florida.
I wasn't in order. I would just name it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But you can go ahead.
And the top five is Alabama, Florida, Kansas State, Oregon, and Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Any of those, like, to me, who in that list, like, surprises you that, like, are in the top five?
They all deserve to be in top five.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, even Notre Dame. You think Notre Dame deserves it?
Yeah, I mean they're undefeated.
They played some weak beats.
Nah, they ain't playing no weak team. They have a tough schedule.
Who's a good team?
They beat Stanford.
Okay, that's subject to change. That's subject.
They beat Michigan.
That's not a good team.
Beat Michigan State.
I'm a Michigan fan. Michigan State ain't a good team. Let's be real. The Big Ten sucks. I mean, we can be honest about it. The Big Ten sucks.
Huh?
The Big Ten sucks.
I'm saying. I mean, they got to play Oklahoma coming up.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, they have the schedule.
I heard they're starting to say that their schedule isn't as tough as they thought it was at first.
At first, because some team didn't
have to fall off. Yeah, they perform.
But you can't. I mean, when they played them, they're ranked.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when you look at it, they play.
You're just hoping they stay good for USC.
I'm not just that. I mean, but I think they deserve it.
I hear you.
I mean, what other teams you got? What other teams are undefeated? You have.
They deserve it.
You have Louisville. Yeah, undefeated. Yeah. You got Rutgers undefeated.
They look good.
You got Ohio undefeated.
Damn, that's a count.
So that's what I'm saying. So
Rutgers don't look that bad, actually.
But what I'm saying, come on. Come on, man. They were talking about who they play. Like,
BYU, man. Great team.
So what I'm saying is, so if you look at it, they deserve to be in the top five. I mean, they're undefeated.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. Kansas State shocks me of how well they
what
played.
What they did to West Virginia at Morgantown.
But what they did to West Virginia, what they did to Miami, what they did, beating Oklahoma at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I mean, people tend to forget that.
You're right. They're stocking some good teams out.
I mean, that's why.
Could they beat out Oregon?
Huh?
Could they beat out Oregon with that type of stuff?
Well, Oregon has to be predicated to Oregon State still being good,
yeah.
Stanford being good, and USC being good.
Okay.
If Oregon State, I think they played them the last
game of the season.
Last game of the season. Oregon State is undefeated.
Yeah.
I think they're ranked sixth or seventh.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say they beat them. Let's say Oregon State stays undefeated.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to move up.
Okay.
Like if they beat USC when they play, I think the 10th or something, and USC is still in the top 10, they might be able to surpass Kansas State.
Mm-hmm.
But like it's all predicated to who plays who. I think Kansas State deserves it. I don't think Alabama's played anyone, you know, but no one talks about that.
Yeah, ain't played nobody. But they will.
Yeah, but they will. But exactly.
That's about where you started, too, at the same time.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is no one talks about that, but you talk about Notre Dame.
But who have they played? That's a good question.
They play no one.
They ain't played nobody tough in the mm-hmm. SEC yet?
Nah, they're about to play right now. Texas A&M.
Texas A&M?
Yeah.
So that'll be a legitimate one.
Yeah,
they beat the hell out of Michigan.
Mississippi State. I'm sorry. I think Mississippi State was undefeated.
I beat the hell out of Michigan. I know that.
Yeah, I think Mississippi State is the one that's
undefeated. But see, again, we compare. I could compare how I can compare in a neutral site for Michigan. And, I mean, Alabama, Notre Dame. I know we had no chance with Alabama. We had our chances with Notre Dame easily. So that's the difference between those two. Are we going to go by game comparison? Is that the BCS work that way? Like on like similar opponents, what happened?
Yeah, actually, they tend to.
Okay.
They tend to. But what I'm saying is.
But you're talking about the consistency.
I don't think Notre Dame is the best team.
Yeah.
But I don't have a problem with them being ranked number five.
I got you. You got a problem with Alabama being one?
I don't have a problem. But I'm saying if you're gonna just say
use that terminology,
who they play, who the Bama play?
Got you.
And Alabama is playing. Make sure they play
Mississippi. Yeah, Mississippi State, who's undefeated but haven't played anyone. They're ranked 11.
So that's
that'll be a game for
them.
That'll be a game for them. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, I hear you.
And like Florida, like I think Florida deserves number two. Florida actually probably deserves number one because they beat folks.
Yeah. They are beating
folks. Now they play Georgia at Georgia.
Yeah, they win that game.
Now, if they win that game, they might be able to move up. But that's up to – I doubt it because no one's moving. If Alabama wins, no one's going to change them out. But if Florida loses, how far do they drop?
Yeah.
How far does Georgia move up?
That's true.
You know, and then – but by Florida – if Florida lose and say Kansas State beats Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Of course, Kansas State would go to two, Oregon would go to three.
Yeah,
but Kansas State loses. See, like that's when the BCS
gets jacked
BCS
up.
BCS honestly wants two undefeated teams.
Yeah, that's what they want. They don't want no drama.
You do two undefeated teams, you can't argue it. You can't argue. Yeah. But it has to be from a top-notch conference.
Okay.
But so the Big East don't count no more.
Yeah, well, that's the weak.
No, that's what I'm saying. But Rutgers, is undefeated. Louisville's undefeated.
That's true.
So
they can't. They'll just go to their Sugar Bowl. Yeah. Or whatever.
So
real quick though. You're talking about teams being knocked out. Out of that top five, which team do you see is more likely to be bumped?
Oh, this week? I got Florida.
Yeah, Florida?
Yeah, because college football is – home field advantage is so important in college football.
Against a good team. With a good team. Yeah, you're right.
And the only team in the top five that's traveling
– is Kansas State?
It's Florida.
Florida. Oh, you're traveling. You know,
it's the only team that's traveling.
Oh, you mean this week? You're right.
Because actually, I'm sorry. And Notre Dame. I have Notre Dame. I apologize. Notre Dame and Florida bumping out.
Who Notre Dame playing?
Oklahoma.
Oh, it's Oklahoma.
At Oklahoma.
Oh yeah, this is it. Yeah, this is it. Yeah,
so I got two teams getting dropped out.
Okay.
Right. So now it opens it up.
So what two teams do you think? All right, which teams do you think can replace them then? You got them this week.
With two teams? As a top five.
Yeah, top five.
I got Oregon State.
Okay.
Because I think they're going to beat Washington.
Yeah.
And they're going to get to move up because they're undefeated.
Uh-huh.
The number 16, who's the 16?
Yeah, who would be? That's a good question. I'm starting to think of myself.
LSU.
LSU. That's right. LSU would jump out. Yeah, they would move up easily.
There you go. I forgot. LSU.
Yeah, LSU. They'll definitely move up.
You know what? And then because LSU plays Bama next week.
That's going to be a big
game. LSU.
Yeah. Then you have Bama. You have Bama losing LSU? LSU don't that strong to me.
No, Bama, LSU isn't that strong.
Yeah.
But I got them beating LSU. I got LSU beating Bama. Yeah. And this is where BCS gets screwed again.
Why you have LSU beating Bama? I know I'm going.
Oh, because I think they go every other.
Oh, yeah, I feel you.
I think they go every other.
Like every year, that's just what happens.
Yeah, it's called good coaching.
It's good, yeah, it is.
It's called good coaching.
Yeah, let's think.
And it's like, you know what? I have your number. You have my number. It's a rivalry.
Yeah.
No matter what, I know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
It's going to be a close game. When it comes to close game, I think it goes to coaching.
Yeah.
When it goes to coaching, it goes to home field advantage. The game's in LSU.
Yeah. Thank you.
So
Les Miles is such a great coach.
So when you look at it.
Jerk.
You know, I do have them. Let's say Bama loses to Mississippi State.
Yeah,
Mississippi State is gonna move up to, they're gonna move up to six.
Yeah, okay.
From 11-6.
Yeah, because Bama is number one.
You know, so this is how everything moves over. Like undefeated teams, they control their own destinies.
Yeah.
One lost team, USC, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
LSU. They have to wait. They have to hope for people to lose.
Yeah.
Oklahoma beats Notre Dame. Oklahoma's going to be ahead of Notre Dame in the polls.
Yeah.
So that means Oklahoma could move up to six, could move up to five. And by doing so, they put themselves in a great position of controlling their own destiny because most of the people in the top four are going to play each other eventually.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
So the only team, and I think they get a chance to play Kansas State again.
Yeah.
If they play in the Big 12, I don't think they're in the same size, so they get to play each other again.
Yeah,
so
that Big 12 stuff, championship. People hate that double stuff.
But if it's that double stuff, then Kansas State goes in, Oklahoma doesn't. Then it goes back to, do you want to see a Bama LSU type nonsense?
Yeah, here you go.
And they don't.
They ain't gonna do it this time.
They're not gonna do it this time.
Not again. Mm.
So, you know, they'll do some numbers.
Some funny numbers.
Yeah, you might see. Like I said, I think it's gonna be hard to not put USC in if they beat Oregon. Yeah. And Notre Dame and Oregon again. It'll be Oregon twice.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard.
It's gonna be. I think it's actually gonna be hard.
Yeah.
If they're the only, if they're
the only one lost.
If it's if it's one undefeated team and the remaining
one lost team. Yeah, USC should get in.
Yeah, I think USC would get in.
I think so too.
Because I think the undefeated team somehow would be in the LSU, it'd be in SEC.
And nobody gonna want to see it twice.
And no one wants to see an SEC team play against another SEC team.
Yeah.
Now, let's say Kansas State runs the table, and it's one. One loss SEC team, they will be. They'll be in the championship.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll be in the championship. That's given. Yeah. Even though I would hate it, but that's I just know that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So
it's the strongest conference.
It's the strongest conference. So that's what theoretically what will happen. If it's an undefeated team, if Kansas State remains undefeated.
Yeah.
And if it's a one loss LSU, one loss SEC team.
Yeah, SEC. Yeah.
They will go in.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's given.
Well, the show's about to wrap up. I want to thank King Al for coming with his great.
No, thank you, sir.
No, I want to thank you, man.
No, thank you. Where's my tea?
Oh, yeah. I don't got no lemon juice.
Then you're not thanking me.
Not
thanking me, baby. I sing a song for the ladies.
Sing a song.
No, only for my baby Tola.
Yeah, Toto. Big what's up, baby. All right. Make sure you check us out on the Eyes Radio Network. Visit www.eyesradio.com, like I said earlier. And to listen to the show on our official website, just visit www.wallio.podbeam.com. We're on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. Thanks again, folks, for listening to the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, I want to thank Al for coming to do the show. He didn't have to. We're missing Will and Ray. But we know we always got King Al in our back pocket to bring him out. So
bring him out. That's what T.I. said.
Yeah, bring him out.
I'm above him.
All right, man.
Deuces.
It's on the mic.
Deuces. That's on the mic?
Yeah, it's on the mic.
Deuces. It's on the mic?
Yeah.
Goodbye.